KABC Talk Radio time. It's 11:18. I'm Michael Jackson, giving my guest a chance to sit down and get his breath for a moment. Some of the nicest talks, some of the most revealing and enlightening conversations that have taken place on this program this year have, surprisingly perhaps, or unexpectedly, centered around music. Mickey Hart, Richie Havens, Mick Fleetwood, Judy Collins, Tori Amos. There were some pretty memorable meetings, singing along with gospel singers. We spent time with PP&M and Kenny Loggins and James Ingram and Aaron Neville. Get the gist? Oh, Holly Near and the Manhattan Transfer. And I always remember that hour with Liza Minnelli, Liza and Etta James, and the fellow who played the Platters. That dates me. Played the Platters. That last conversation that he ever had on the air with Wolfman Jack. I love the contrasting styles, the musics we get into. Rita Moreno, when she was about to be remembered forever by getting her star on the Hollywood Boulevard. Of course, Engelbert Humperdinck, Tom Jones, Johnny Rotten, the Sex Pistols, Bramford Marsalis and Quincy Jones. But enough, let's get to the moment. And the music of the gentleman who's just entered the studio. The man from Detroit, the man who powers his rock music around the world, and certainly across the nation, Bob Seger.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home.
I wish I were a DJ sometime that I could listen to it all. How lovely to meet you. Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
Is it still as much fun as once it was, making music?
It really is. Yeah, it really is.
Last thing to go, I'm told, is The Voice.
yeah, I suppose. I remember I had a conversation with Joni Mitchell, because I've lost a few notes on top.
Have you?
I'm 50 years old now, so.
Oh, you got me weeping.
And I asked her, I said, do they ever come back? And she said, well, I quit smoking, I did everything, I exercised. No, they don't come back. So.
But it doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
I used to play a game called squash years and years ago, and I was always beaten by men who were about 15 years older than I. They usually came from Pakistan or Egypt or somewhere like that. And they never ran as fast as I. They didn't need to.
Uh-huh.
They learned a style. They learned a different technique. But if you listen to your earliest recordings,
mm-hmm.
would you do them again?
Would I do them the same way?
Oh, no. That's the whole point.
As I listened to the earlier ones, I wish we would have tuned the drums better and things of that nature, but just little technical things. But they stand up fairly well. Yeah, I'm still very...
Do you listen to you?
Happy with them. You mean on the radio?
Yeah.
When I come on the radio, yeah. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Dave Marsh, the rock critic, was on the air with me during the hour gone
by.
I said, hey, give me a question. Give me a question to ask Bob Seger. He said, yes, ask him where he's been.
Where he's been?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a long story. The last 8 years, some of it isn't real pleasant, but right after the Like a Rock tour, my mother fell ill, and it's just my brother and I. My father passed away in 68, and it sort of fell to me to kind of see her pass away.
You really have the emotions on the surface, don't you?
Yeah, and it kind of she passed away in 89, February of 89, and so there was a lot of going to the hospital and things of that nature. And then after that, I met my present wife, and it was my third marriage, and I decided I wanted to make it work, so I worked at it a little harder than the other two,
and had
two short marriages.
How come this new CD does not have a song on it called Make It Work? I mean, you write from your experiences, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think the dominating factor on this particular new record is my children, which I'm a first-time father, and I have a three-year-old boy and a seven-month-old girl. And consequently, for some reason, my head turned very topical because I started thinking about their future and stopped thinking about mine.
Are you an angry man?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think I'm a distressed man in the sense that certain things, you know, like 135,000 kids a day go to school carrying guns. Things like that bother me in this country. And there's 22,000 handgun murders a year in this country, and there's 20 in England. You know what I mean?
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. And
yet we're told guns don't kill people.
Yeah, yeah, and things of that nature. So I started thinking about things that you know, were frightening me about my children's future, and I just wrote a lot about them on this particular record.
Okay, so let's do mm-hmm. two things combined. Let's okay. hear the particular record, because it lets us hear the difference between the sound of yesteryear, mm-hmm. and let's hear you sing about the Golden Boy.
This is my little lullaby to my son.
Mm-hmm. Cole.
Mm-hmm. Cole. Golden Boy, take your place among the stars. Light your fire, cast your glow near and far. Mother's eyes warm you when you sleep. There's a tree by a brook.
As we speak, Sharon Stone is getting her star on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right, we're living wrong. We should be there.
just for a slither of the opportunity. Well, yeah. No, the point I'm getting at is fame. You're yeah. famous, but right. I bet it's easier for you to walk in a supermarket than for her. Do you like your level of fame?
I do. I really do, because I'm still able to observe a bit, you know, and that's important for a writer. And, yes.
What was the worst job you ever had?
Delivering pizzas.
Within 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Or your money
no.
back?
Just,
have you
yeah.
really done a whole variety of jobs aside
well,
from music?
I didn't do that very, very long.
Or well.
yeah. That was, I was also working at a clothing store, going to high school and delivering pizzas on the weekend, and playing in my band. Yeah, that was... sort of a shortage of money around the house.
What kind of a background?
About 17 years old.
Family background. Your dad walked out, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. My father left us when I was 10. And so my brother and I, my brother really raised me, my older brother. And he lived, when my mother was ill, he lived in North Carolina, had three kids, and had a high-powered executive job. So he couldn't really help out much there. But he basically raised me, yeah. And he started working when he was 14 years old. He was a bag boy at a supermarket and worked his way up and ended up on the board of directors before he retired 3 or 4 years ago of this huge supermarket chain in the South.
Amazing. Yeah. Obviously, you don't feel much, I would imagine, for your father.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, I don't feel bad about him or anything. I think it was just they were a very bad match.
But wouldn't you give anything to be able to bring him back just to say, look what happened?
Yeah.
Look
well,
what you missed.
He did see me with a hit record of Ramblin' Gamblin' Man in 68. So he was living in Los Angeles, and he came and we visited, and I was playing the Whiskey a Go-Go back then. And so he got to see a little bit of what the future held.
Do you know how few people, speaking of trivia, know what a go-go means?
Yeah.
It does mean something.
It does?
It's the French word for galore. And yeah. I gather the idea yeah. first came from a British play called Whiskey Galore.
Oh, really?
I don't know, okay. but it sounds good.
Okay.
Bob Seger, I asked you before whether you were an angry man, because I was looking at some of the substance, some of the words and on your current album, and I think of Feel Good Wars. We've mm-hmm. had one, haven't we?
Yeah.
Can you explain Rite of Passage to me?
A Rite of Passage is really a basically saying, you know, is it asking the question, okay, should it be a rite of passage that we send our children to wars in general? And that's basically the crux of the message.
Yeah, because our sons and our daughters will die whenever you go to war. You have to have a clear-cut image of what it is you want to achieve
exactly.
and why. Our guest, Bob Seger, the man and his music. Care to speak with him? Meet with him. Our phone number, 1-800-222-KABC. This is 790 KABC Talk Radio. My name is Michael Jackson.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Old time rock and roll. Bob Seger. Okay, you're a little boy. You're lying in bed. You've got a radio there. No one knows you're listening. What are you listening to?
In Ann Arbor, where I grew up, about 35 miles west of Detroit, we would get this 100,000-watt station in Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah.
Clear channel.
Clear channel at night. And, of course, at night it got better because the local stations would go off.
It had to be WLAC.
WLAC, yeah. John R. the Horseman and Ernie's Record Mark. And he would play this great R&B stuff that I just loved. James Brown and Wilson Pickett and... I ended up being that type of singer.
Yeah.
I really like that passion.
You said Michigan. I think Detroit. I think Motown. Were you influenced by Motown?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. We really did have a lot of R&B influence in our early stuff. Yeah.
You have referred to yourself in the past to other people. And you're going to say it to me, too. I know it. I am not gifted. That is such bull.
You know,
what is a gift?
You know what? You were talking a little earlier. I was listening to the show about the Beatles.
Yes.
And to my mind, I think someone like John Lennon and Paul McCartney, they could write so quickly. I mean, they did their entire body of work, as you already said, roughly in 5 years, you know. And that many songs, it would take me about 35 years.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's just amazing how someone like Bob Dylan could just write so quickly and so well.
You tell me this man isn't gifted. Sitting in his getaway cabin in northern Michigan, Bob Seger recently reflected on the songs on It's a Mystery. It's his 18th album, and he says he's not productive. He produced it. It's from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, recorded in L.A. and Nashville and Florida. It's no mystery.
It's a mystery.
Bob Seger, we're unveiling the mystery with Nancy. Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to tell Bob how much fun I had throwing my back and my neck out at a wedding, dancing to his old-time rock and roll, because I just turned 40 this year, but don't tell anybody. I still lie by 5 years. And when I heard that, I just got up, and in my heels, my husband said, "What are you doing?" And for probably whatever the whole song, and then plus some, I just danced and jumped, and I felt like I was 17, but then I remembered I wasn't.
Yes, you are, Nancy, and you always will be.
That's the spirit.
I think baby boomers just like to lie a lot.
Thank you.
What is it about Bob Seger's music that you particularly like? And don't tell me you like to throw your back out.
I guess it just puts us back in the 70s.
Does it?
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Then
I have a little boy, too, so good luck, have fun, and they're great.
Oh, aren't they, though?
Let me put you back to the years that you particularly remember.
Stood the bowl, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million. Felt like number one. The height of summer. I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock.
Yeah. That's all. You make me want to sing along. Complete the sentence. The most important things in my adult life are or have been. Women.
No.
Don.
No. Now, obviously, it's my family,
yeah.
You know, and I think...
But were you that selfish before that the answer is difficult to come up with?
No, I think I was... the most important thing in my adult life was probably everybody, you know, my friends and family, you know, people around me. My band has been with me for so long, my bass player since 1969, my keyboard player since 1980, and my sax player since 1975, so they're probably, and my manager for 30 years, that's got to be some sort of record, in rock and roll at least, having the same manager, yeah, since 1965, so I've been very fortunate and very blessed to have good people around me, and that's probably...
Have you actively tried to stay off television?
You know, it's just the sound coming off the speakers. And I know that's such a cliche, but it really is true. I'd rather be heard, you know, in stereo.
Can I play this game? Can I play sure. this game one step yeah. further, completing uh-huh. a sentence? I know uh-huh. why I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. I have sort of patterned myself after.
Oh, many artists in my work. I really admired Van Morrison a great deal. The Eagles have been friends yeah. of mine yeah. for years. I grew up with Glenn Frey. Actually, he's from Royal Oak, Michigan, and for a brief time, my manager was his manager as well. So we started out together, and the Eagles' influence was tremendous on me. Just a lot of great music down through the years, the Beatles, the Stones, Bob Dylan.
I'm a complete stranger to this planet. Mm-hmm. Can you just tell me, what is rock and roll?
I was asked that in London, believe it or not.
Well, that's still part of this world, too.
And I said, if you want to know what rock and roll is, play Keep a Knockin' by Little Richard.
Okay, well, does that mean that what you do isn't rock and roll?
No, it's what I do as well, yeah.
It does it as well as anybody ever has done it. He, of course, our guest, and if you care to reach him, it's 1-800-222-KABC. He, of course, Bob Seger. Something of a musical golden boy.
Golden boy. Take your place among the stars, light your fire, cast your glow near and far.
More in a moment on 790 KABC Talk Radio. Our subject, music. The music of our guest, the one and only Bob Seger.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Do you miss driving all around the country?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, the first 10 years of my career, we played about 250 nights a year, and we couldn't even afford hotel rooms. So what we would do is we would go, every other night we'd get a hotel, and and the day that we didn't, we would drive, set up, play the gig, and afterwards drive all night to the next city or whatever. Station. And I kind of liked that. I started liking it. You could listen to great music. We could get Boston, we could get WLAC, we could get Chicago, these late night stations that played all this great stuff.
Was the aim to become famous? Was the aim to become, and the expectation, rich, or just survive and make music?
At that point, it was just, we just enjoyed doing it, you know, as we used to say, it was better than a day job, and we wanted to be famous, but really, we just really enjoyed playing. We didn't feel unsuccessful, if mm-hmm. you
good.
Understand that.
Good,
yeah.
good.
It was really quite fun.
Okay, when earlier on we talked about the fact that you didn't feel you were gifted, that had to change with success. Was there something, some song, some success that made you have a slightly different attitude? How about Stranger in Town?
I think, sure, a lot of, I've written a lot of songs that I know have touched people, and I know I have a talent. I guess I just say I envy people like John Lennon and Paul McCartney and some of the really great writers, because, mm-hmm. you know, they were very innovative, you know, and I love this whole Beatles thing coming back. I think
do you
great.
Really?
Sure, because I love that era, you know, it was a great time
Bill?
For music.
Bill? You there?
Yes.
Do you think the man is a talent?
Oh, a major. In fact, I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day about Night Moves, how much that song meant to us, and we were referring to what's going on in our current lives about it. In fact, that's what my question's about. By the way, this is very much an honor.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Night Moves, to me, it has a lot to do with, like, lost innocence.
Yes.
There's a poem called I Remember, I Remember. I can't remember who it's by, actually.
The house where I was born, the little window where the sun came peeping through at morn.
Great.
He never came a wink too soon, nor brought too bright a day. I remember, I remember. No, I've never heard of it.
Excellent.
Did it come from that? No.
Yeah.
No, it didn't really, no. Just an idea. When I wrote that song, I wrote two verses, the first two verses on the road. And for 6 months, I didn't know how to finish it. But I knew I had something really, really special. I'm glad you like it.
Bill,
Yes.
You said Night Moves, didn't you?
Yes.
He does have something special there. Let's go back in his career, and this one is entirely for you this time, because I remember the house where I was born. But this is Bob Seger's way of doing it. Night Moves.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sudden way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the winds got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on a night moon.
Night Moves, Bob Seger. We'll continue in a moment. I'm Michael Jackson on 790 KABC Talk Radio. I'm Michael Jackson. Our guest, Bob Seger. Our phone's busy. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Real pleasure, Bob. Real pleasure.
Thank you.
I was just asked by the screener guy.
What were you asked?
What my favorite song of Bob's was, and that's what I wanted to ask Bob. What
his favorite song? Oh, okay. Do you have a favorite?
I'm sorry. What, Jim?
Excuse me.
I missed the end of what you said. What'd you say?
Fire Down Below.
Fire Down Below. That's okay. Randy Newman's favorite song I ever wrote.
Really?
He's a friend of mine, and he also liked Making Thunderbirds a lot. You know, I don't really have a particular favorite. There's a lot of them that have been so good. To me and the band, and I would say Night Moves opened it up for us. Turn the Page is a really well thought of one in concert, old time rock and roll as well. Personal favorites, I really do like a Rock an awful lot.
Well, can I do something for him? You mentioned Turn the Page.
Yes, yeah, this is a big concert song.
Jim.
And radio song for that.
This is for you on Big Time Radio. Bob Seger.
Some highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
This is from your greatest hits album, isn't it?
Yeah, this is from our live album of 1975 that really broke the band open. On that particular night in Cobo Hall in 1975 was our first headlining concert, really, ever, anywhere. You know, we were on the big stage, 12,000 fans, and it was pretty exciting.
Yeah. Do you know from the get-go, do you know immediately when you're making it, when it's really working with an audience?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It must be a great thrill.
It is a great feeling, yeah.
Gary, you're on with a guy who's known the great feeling for years, Bob Seger.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing, Gary?
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Lots and lots of good memories. Question that I had, I've read a little bit, you know, because I enjoy your music so much. And, you know, it's so nice to hear somebody that isn't, you know, boozed out, coked up.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, gosh, yes.
I was going to mention that at the end.
Wait a minute. Is it not true that you have a toothache, Mr. Seger?
Yeah, actually, it is.
Is it not true that in your left pocket there are medications?
Yeah, I've got a little well,
No, he's not coked out, bombed out, or boozed.
Well, no, but Bob, with all the traveling and, you know, as you just explained, the hotel night every other night, you probably got very tired and...
What's the question?
Well, the question is, how did you stay clean?
Really, it was. I liked life, and I was the only guy who didn't fall asleep behind the wheel. So,
that's you were designated driver.
But I'll tell you another thing, Gary. Honestly, it's singers can't do that. You can't survive 30 years like I have and drink and go wild because it's just the nature of the thing. Singing rock and roll is very difficult physically. So I am rather, you know, rather modest in my
imbibing,
that sort of thing. In my imbibing, yes.
You know, there was an old line, and I've used this before, but the first book I ever read about American jazz was written by a man named Mez Mesro, who lived in Paris, an expatriate.
Great artist.
And he talked about something called Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. And he said, we used it and we thought we played better, but we didn't.
Yeah, I think we fooled around with marijuana for like 15 minutes in the 60s. And I just didn't like it. You know, it made me lazy. It made me feel lazy. And a lot of people I know, you know, liked it, and it didn't bother me, really. And But it wasn't for me. It just kind of took my edge off. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Howard, you're on KABC Talk Radio with Bob Seger.
Well, thank you very much. I heard the stories about Sunspot Babe, and I was just wondering if she ever came back and talked to you about it.
She ever came back to you.
Yeah, right.
Go with him, and he'll write a musical tribute to you.
It's a humorous little song about this gal running off with the guy's credit cards and going on vacation and spending all his money. It's a fun song. That's from Stranger in Town, I believe, yeah.
The story's not true, then?
No, it's just totally made up.
I always heard it. I heard someplace it was true.
No.
My
imagination.
A flight of fancy. Let's go to Like a Rock. And from that album?
It's called It's You.
It's You. It's Bob Seger.
Yeah. Play this song for friends' weddings sometime.
Do you?
Yeah, they really like me to play this at weddings.
It's You. I have found this most enjoyable. This time has flown by. It isn't often that I get the chance to meet with people who have entertained me for so many years.
Well, thank you very much.
You're as I expected, but more so.
Well, that's nice. Thank you. I hope that's good.
What do you want to do that you haven't done in showbiz?
I think I've been very fortunate. You know, I'm very blessed. I think I've done pretty much everything I wanted to do, and I think we're considering going on tour. We might announce that in 2 weeks, so I might come around and see everybody again. And
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Will you be here?
Yeah.
Just ask for Jackson.
Okay, I will do.
Mr. Seger, thank you very much indeed, sir.
Thank you.
Bob Seger. In a moment, a little bit about the day we've had and the day coming up. That's Bob Seger. I'm Michael Jackson, 790 KABC Talk Radio.